Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so happy to have in studio with us Chaplain Gordon Gathright. He is the chaplain at Hastings Senior Health and Living, and we want to get an update of how things are going there. Great to see you, as always.
Yeah, great to see you, Mo. It's been a while.
I know. Well, I see you out and about. We certainly have talked, but yeah, it's great to have you in studio with us. So tell me a little bit about how things are going. Hastings Senior Health and Living, for people that are still trying to keep up with the name change, is the former Augustana and Park Ridge. It's the umbrella name for both of them.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's like everything else that that happens when there's a change. People remember Augustana and Park Ridge. When I think about Haven Homes, that's really way back in the day. But
boy,
we still have people, you know, who call it Haven Homes, remembering it. And so, you know, names change, but the really cool part about it is the only thing that's changed is the name. So we still have incredible health care for our seniors, and we're so fortunate right now to be able to extend that care with a really good, you know, solid crew of people who've been there for a while. But with the ever-changing workforce, it really makes that difficult at times.
Well, Hastings Senior Health and Living really does describe what goes on there because, as you mentioned, the former Park Ridge, those are apartments. And if people want to be living more independently, that really is the place for them, isn't it?
No, it is. It's a great place. It's so fun to walk through there. I was there last week to visit some of the residents there, and the joy on people's faces of being able to be together again, being able to do events that they have not been able to do, and just a sense of well-being that people are feeling right now is so refreshing and so exciting. And Anna, the housing director there, was telling me it's just like a breath of fresh air when all of this is happening. And so it makes it a good time for everybody.
And at the Park Ridge part, the apartment part of Hastings Senior Health and Living, there are one bedroom, two bedrooms. Are there three bedrooms also?
I think it's two is the
max. One and two bedrooms.
Yeah, one and two bedrooms.
If somebody moves in and let's say they, you know, they have some change in their health where they might need just a little bit of oversight, that also is a great place for them because you have some services that you can add on. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of services that can be added on in the apartments. The apartments are independent and assisted living, and so it really works well for people who are independent, and then it works really well for people who need more services. And we're fortunate we have a nurse in the building 24/7, and so that's really helpful. There are aides in the building as well, and so it's really an amazing staff in the apartments, and we're very thankful for that group of people, wonderful group of people.
And I know also you can have a car there, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And anybody who has a car there.
They're very popular.
They're very popular, yes, they're very popular. And we have a bus, and so Sherry, who's the activities person there, arranges for people to go to Walmart or go to the store or, you know, take a drive in the country. So there's, you know, there's just lots of ways for people to be involved in what's going on.
And you mentioned that right now, as we're talking at this very second live, there are no openings, but that can change for the senior apartments. And so your best bet is to call directly and talk to Anna Amy.
Yep. Anna Amy is the housing director, and her number is 651-480-6300. And she will put your name on the waiting list if you're interested. She'll provide tours for people who want to see what living is like in those apartments. People always say to me, well, if there's a waiting list, I can never get in. And the truth is, yes, there's a waiting list. But just the way things work with people, sometimes people are ready to move and other times people are not ready to move. And so you may be number 4 or 5 or 6 on the list, but become number 1 because you're able to move quickly. You don't have a lot of things that are encumbering you at that particular time. And so it makes the opportunity to change put you up at the top rather quickly. So it's really good from that standpoint of looking at things. So
that's good to know. And then also my favorite part about the apartments as part of Hastings Senior Health and Living is they're pet friendly. Yes?
Oh, I think it makes it shine. So there are wonderful additions to several of our residents there. One of our residents in particular loves walking her dog, and it's just kind of fun to see when that happens. Really is fun to see. So there's there's that possibility too as well.
And that's something I think that a lot of people are looking for, you know, that your pet sometimes is your best friend in the whole wide world. And so how fun that if you do move to the apartments at Hastings Senior Health and Living, that's an opportunity for you as well to bring your pet along. So then if people do need more help, or a lot of times people go over to the care center part of Hastings Senior Health and Living, the former Augustana, and that's where you can maybe recover from surgery, or you can live there long term as well, right?
Exactly. And our transitional care unit has really been wonderful for people. We've had several people who've come and been able to go home after falls and surgeries and all those kinds of things. And so it's always good when they come, but it's even more fun to watch when they're well enough to go home. And it's exciting for them as well, because they've overcome a health situation, which has been very difficult, and are able to go home. We had a person a couple of weeks ago when she first came, told me the first day, she said, I don't think I'm ever getting ready or going to be able to go back home again. And I just said, well, why do you feel like that? And she said, well, I'm old. And I said, yeah, you're old, but you're in relatively good health. And so the day that she walked out, it was just like, oh my goodness, if you told me, you know, a month ago that we were going to walk out like this, it would have, you know, I would have said you're crazy. And so we have I think we have the best in therapy help. Our therapy people are just amazing. I've used a couple of them. Myself personally had a problem with one of my knees, and Katie just did an amazing job. Got me back on my feet, got me where my knee wasn't popping every step. And so they just do wonderful, wonderful work. Steve, who's in charge of the department, is also excellent. All of the therapists are just wonderful and bring a lot of sunshine into the lives of our residents on a daily basis.
So, Gordon, if in fact you go in and you do need some sort of long-term care, is it short-term also, or is it longer-term, or is that dictated by insurance, or what is the normal stay for people?
Well, transitional care is dictated a lot by insurance, which can be challenging at times. And there's ways that people can contest a decision that the insurance company has made about them having to leave. And so along with our therapy staff and our nursing staff, they make their case with the insurance company. And can stay longer in many cases, but it's up to the person when they receive a denial for, you know, extended care. to call the insurance company and say, hey, this is what's going on. And then our staff backs that up with, you know, our own notes and nurses' notes and all those things that are important to the insurance company. And it's not every person that, you know, is denied, but it happens along the way. But if they challenge the denial, which is, you know, something that we ask our residents to do if they feel like they need that time, very often they get to stay a little longer.
So let's say somebody's listening and they know that they're going to have their knee replaced or their rotator cuff is going to have to, this is not a fall, this is actually something they're going to choose to do themselves in a surgery. Do you set up your post-surgery care at Hastings Senior Health and Living ahead of time, or how does that work?
I think that most of the time what happens is the social workers in the hospital get together with our person admits people, and they have the conversation to, you know, to make that happen. You know, we can make the preliminary plans, but again, it starts usually with the hospital, you know, saying this is what needs to happen, and this person is going to be ready on such and such a day so that they can, you know, make that transition pretty smoothly then.
And because you're part of a larger umbrella, Cassia, mm-hmm. do you think that that makes it easier then for you to find a bed for somebody if in fact they need it?
Well, I think it doesn't hurt that we have that ability as Cassia. We have several Cassia care centers throughout the Twin Cities area. And so it's really good that we can work, you know, together to help facilitate people coming to Hastings. The hospital always prefers that people come to their hometowns if possible. And so we are very fortunate that we have the ability to bring people here. We also bring people or have people from Cannon Falls and from Red Wing and just around this, you know, this part of the area who come here. And many people choose to come to, you know, to Hastings because of our five-star rating and the good care that we are known for already.
Gordon, as far as staffing goes, you mentioned before we went on the air that it's been a challenge to find qualified workers across the board, and it seems like in all industries, but certainly you could use some help with staffing at all levels at the care center and at the former Park Ridge, the mm-hmm. apartments.
So it is a challenge. I think it doesn't matter what industry it is right now. There's a great need for people. In many ways, I feel like that the healthcare industry is in an acute state of just needing not just needing people, but the loving, caring, kind, compassionate people.
It's almost like a calling, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It very definitely is. And we've been challenged because of, you know, lack of nursing and lack of aides to be able to fully staff our transitional care unit. So we have one wing that's not open right now just because we don't have the people to make sure that the care happens. And so we're constantly working to make sure that we have quality people. We have free training for aides right now, and we have a ongoing thing with training and teaching aides and helping them prepare to be certified as nurses aides, and so the challenge again is to find those people who are, you know, that kind, caring, loving, compassionate people to come be a part of our team. And what makes it difficult is that you know, just across the board, everybody is looking for somebody, and when that happens, I think it makes it doubly hard for us, you know, to even try to compete. And there are sign-on bonuses. There's all those kinds of incentives, you know, to bring people in. But then again, everybody right now is doing sign-on bonuses to make it easier for people to make that decision. So it's been tough times. In that regard, so I would encourage people, if you're listening and you have a desire to work with seniors, to contact our HR person, Mary Wood, and you can call the Care Center at 651-437-6176 and ask to speak to Mary. And Mary would love to visit with you. So we have filled places in our dietary staff. We are filling places in our, you know, for nursing and for our aides as we can each day.
So as far as an aide goes, what would the age parameter be? I mean, is this something that maybe if someone's in high school or college, are they too young to participate? Or, and what are the qualifications that you would need basic before you could go into a training?
Sure. I think the training, it trains aides to be the very best aides that they can be. And it's a process. You have classes, and then you work on the floor as well at the same time. And so there's on the job training, for lack of a better way to say it. And that's one of the really, really cool things, is that we've had these classes, you know, over the last year and a half or so, that have worked really well. There's also online learning where people can learn as much as they can until they get to that place where they need to actually be on the floor to learn how to be, or learn how to do their jobs well. And so that's really an important piece. So they have for an aide to be a full-time aide, you have to be 18, I believe. But then we have positions under for people that are 16 to 18 to help with passing water and things like that, to help the aides whenever we can.
So is that the path that somebody maybe starts out as an aide and then they might go ahead and get their, is it the certified nursing certificate?
Mm-hmm. Certified nurse's aide. That's part of the training, and the whole piece is that people are prepared to be able to take that test and become certified and then be able to work right away fast. So that's the good part about this whole thing.
And then also people maybe go on to become nurses,
absolutely,
LPNs or registered,
yeah,
nurses. Mm-hmm. So again, if somebody wants to learn more, they can call Mary Wood at 651-437-6176. They're not looking for a chaplain, though, I hope, right?
No, right now.
That position is full.
I'm there. So it is full. So that's good.
So back off, all you chaplain wannabes that are out there. We got it covered with Chaplain Gordon Gathright. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Chaplain Gordon is at the Hastings Senior Health and Living Campus in Hastings. It's a wonderful place. And I know that you are just such an asset to them, Gordon, with your work there, your good work that you do. Thank you. We really appreciated seeing you today in person.
It's always good to be with you. Thank you.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe.